Public hearing is conditional use number 2446, Chairman Vas den Bosch.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for greenhouses and employee housing buildings to be located on a certain parcels of land lying and being in northwest 400 Sussex County, containing 166.19 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the south side of West Newton Road, which is Sussex County Route 582, and the west side of Adams Road, which is Sussex County Route 583, at the intersection of West Newton Road and Adams Road. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 131, Map 6, Parcels 1 and 18.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes and the applicant's videos. We have a copy of the preliminary site plan. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the plus review comments for this. We have a copy of the property deed for the property. And I would note that we have received 4 letters, all in support, and 0 comments in opposition. Thank you.
All right, we thank you, and the chair recognizes Ms. P.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. For the record, Mackenzie P. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Saul Ewing. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Timon Vas den Bosch, CEO of Bosch Growers, a sixth-generation family-owned business founded in 1854 in the Netherlands, specializing in greenhouse-grown fruits and vegetables. Bosch Growers specializes in cultivating green bell peppers and annual blackberries currently, and now seeks to grow strawberries here in Sussex County on an approximately 102-acre tract in Bridgeville, as more fully shown on the survey plan included as Exhibit C and described in the legal description included as Exhibit D in the exhibit booklet prepared by the applicant's engineering team, Davis, Bowen, and Friedel. Members of the project team are present this evening and include Timon and Voder Vas den Bosch, Bosch's CEOs, Susan, of course, I'm not doing a great job with pronunciation, so please bear with me, Vandermeer, and Sarah, who are both senior associates of project development with Blue Forest Environmental, Justin Luckoff, head of U.S. sales with Havicon, the greenhouse developer, and last but certainly not least, Jamie Seckler, PE, with Davis Bone and Friedel, who's also available for any questions that I may be unable to answer. The site, if we could switch back to the aerial maps, that would be great. So the site itself is actually zoned AR1, and it's adjacent to other properties that are zoned the same, as well as properties zoned LI1. You'll also see that we've got, if we zoom out here a bit, properties zoned industrial, heavy industrial, commercial, and heavy commercial as well. So there's agricultural, industrial, and commercial related uses all within the vicinity of the site. The site's also located within the developing area of the county's future land use map, adjacent to other properties that are designated the same, as well as areas that are designated as municipalities, low density, and industrial, which I'll discuss. As confirmed by the Town of Bridgeville's letter of support, the site is in the town's short and long-term annexation areas where heavier commercial areas such as manufacturing and agricultural industry is designated. And that letter specifically provides, quote, "The proposed application fits well within the surrounding properties, as this area is already primarily composed of larger scale commercial, industrial, and agricultural uses, and is also designated as such in the future land use map in our comprehensive plan," end quote. Notably, according to the town and within their letter, they also note that this is also identified as a future growth employment area as well. In terms of the proposed use, the applicant anticipates investment of upwards of $100 million in the proposed facility to be developed in 2 phases. The project proposes 2 greenhouses at approximately 29 acres, permitted residential and or guest house housing, as well as employee housing for persons permanently employed on the premises in compliance with the AR1 district permitted uses, storage tanks, and 1 main operational building. Employee housing is contemplated as part of the use, but only if the local workforce cannot actually fill the 80 to 100 jobs that are anticipated. In effort to capture all contemplated uses in connection with the greenhouse operation, you'll find in conditions of approval that I'll submit into the record now how we've gone about describing the use as comprehensively as possible. So the use-specific condition, as you'll see, provides as follows. Quote, "The use shall consist of commercial-scale greenhouses together with accessory, operational, and support uses and facilities, including but not limited to substations, employee housing facilities for persons permanently employed on the premise, either resident or migrant, functional support buildings such as a pack house, irrigation ponds, water tanks, storage tanks, research and development areas, and any and all heat, power, and or energy generating and or producing technologies, including but not limited to renewable and carbon neutral technologies," end quote. Before moving on to a discussion of the specific sections of the code and the comprehensive plan, there's two of three videos that I've submitted into the record that I'd like to show. I think a picture and a video says 1,000 words, and I'd like to just have Jamie pull those up. There's one video that'll be of the interior of the of an existing greenhouse, and then one showing an aerial of the site. So this is an aerial image, obviously, of an existing greenhouse. And you'll see how the site itself and the use is integrated with the surrounding area. And the next video.
Del Dot showed up.
I believe the next video, right below it, Director Whitehouse, is the next video I want to show. If not, we may have to show the third one. Oh no, yes, this is it.
Ik ben Wouter van der Bos. Welkom bij Kwekerij van der Bos.
This is the CEO, one of the CEOs of the company, Tymon. And this is obviously specific to the BlackBerry site, but here in Delaware, they're looking to, as I stated, grow strawberries. That's good, Jamie. Thanks. So in terms of the applicable zoning regulations, as mentioned, the site's located within the AR1 district. The purpose of that district is provided in section 115-19 of the code. Permitted uses within that district does include commercial greenhouses, provided that the lot area is 5 acres or more. And section 115-20B of the code also expands upon permitted uses on farms of 5 acres or more, permitting buildings and/or lands for additional agricultural purposes. Section 115-21 of the code also provides for permitted accessory uses on a farm of 5 acres or more, such as accessory structures for sale or processing of farm products raised on the premise, accessory open or enclosed storage of farm materials, products or equipment, accessory farm buildings, including but not limited to barns, stables, sheds, tool rooms, shops, bins, tanks, and silos, and dwellings for persons permanently employed on the premise, which we've tried to encapture all of that within the use approval that the applicant's seeking. What should be apparent to the commission is that many of the uses contemplated by the applicant for the site are in fact permitted uses in the AR1 district, but because of the scale and scope and size of the use and the industrial type business proposed, planning and zoning determined it was necessary to permit the development as a conditional use, which is why it's before you here today. In terms of the future land use designation, the future land use map indicates that the property is located in a developing area. Properties adjacent to the site are designated the same as I've mentioned, as well as low density municipalities and industrial. Significantly, developing areas are considered to be growth areas in the county's comprehensive plan in contrast to rural areas. Growth areas are encouraged for the county's most concentrated forms of new development, including commercial developments. Developing areas are considered to be newer, emerging growth areas and are oftentimes adjacent to municipalities like this proposed use. Proximity to the municipality's future land use designation is significant in that the county strongly favors directing development towards municipalities that desire it, like Bridgeville in this instance. And so for these reasons, and many more, the proposed use is consistent with the site's future land use and comprehensive plan. The site, as noted in N Plus, is also within investment levels 1 and 2. And you'll, instead of reading what those mean, I know that you all know what those mean, you can look to the Plus comments for any further detail on that. And then finally, to the conditional use requirement, section 115-171 of the code details the purpose of Article 24 on conditional uses as to provide for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in particular locations with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. These uses are generally of public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare, but because of the nature of the use, the importance of the relationship to the comprehensive plan and possible impact not only on neighboring properties but on a large section of the county require the exercise of the planning judgment on location and site plan. So this particular use is of semi-public character and has been demonstrated, as has been demonstrated on the record today and in the applicant's paper record and by letters of support submitted into the record. It's also consistent with surrounding uses as supported by the Town of Bridgeville's letter of support, which states that it will seamlessly integrate with Bridgeville and other like-kind agri-industry uses nearby. In terms of utilities, public sewer is available to the site, which is characteristic of growth areas as provided in the comp plan, and the use will also be served by private on-site wells. Access to the site will be from Adams Road, and DLDOT service review of a service level evaluation request also confirmed that the impact is to be is considered to be negligible. As previously mentioned, the Planning and Zoning Office determined it necessary that the development go through the conditional use process primarily because of the scale and size of the proposed use. What's important to note is that the greenhouses are designed in a way that's actually elevated from the ground below and from the soil below on shallow support structures and foundations, which help to limit their impact on the land beneath, while also minimizing disruption to the surrounding environment. Additionally, many greenhouses are designed to be easily disassembled and moved, and this feature allows for the restoration of the site to its original condition once the greenhouse reaches the end of its life cycle, which is approximately 20 years. In this way, greenhouses are considered to be lower impact on the actual ground than one might initially perceive when looking at the scale and size of the proposed use. Ultimately, this semi-public development will harmoniously fit into its surroundings and offers numerous benefits, including job creation, economic development, community engagement, and environmental responsibility. Bosch's request has received support from Representative Jesse Vanderwen, Secretary Michael Skuse of the Department of Agriculture, Senator David Wilson, and Bethany DeBussy of the town manager of Bridgeville, as evidenced by letters of support submitted into the record. And before concluding, I'd like to just share one section of Senator Wilson's letter that eloquently describes the opportunity this county has to welcome Bosch growers and its proposed greenhouse development. And Senator Wilson states, "This is an exciting opportunity for Sussex County and for the state of Delaware. Bosch Growers has an excellent reputation. The technology and growing strategies they will bring to our state in terms of greenhouse production will be beneficial to our agricultural community. The knowledge and expertise they will bring to our state will also have a direct impact academically by establishing partnerships with Delaware's colleges and universities," end quote. So with that, I'll end my presentation. Thank you for your consideration of the applicant's request for a recommendation of approval for its use, and I'll answer any questions that you may have.
All right, thank you. And we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Butler.
I don't have any right at this minute.
Okay. Scott.
So there's I do have a couple of questions. They're really around the housing aspect of the development. So could you describe what that's going to look like? How many units? Do you have that information already?
So I'll briefly answer, and then Mr. Seckler may want to elaborate, but employee housing for residents, or employees, I should say, that are going to be permanently employed on the site is permitted by the code. That employee housing is only going to be developed if Bosch cannot actually, if local workforce cannot actually fill those jobs. So at this point, there's no specific design per se. It would be what's permitted by code.
And I would just add that if they do come in with that at some point, it would have to show up on a final site plan, so you all would get a look at that down the line, too.
Thank you.
Yep, a preliminary and final site plan.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Me?
I'd like to say that's pretty impressive greenhouses.
Yes.
And I think it's a great opportunity to bring a lot more workforce to the area. I don't have any questions about it at all. Thank you.
Okay. Great, thanks.
Yeah, we love to support agriculture. What's the approximate height of those structures? I was really shocked when you played
the video. I'm not sure, but I know that they'll be code compliant with the height requirements of the code.
It's not pertinent to the application.
I did ask that question too, but I didn't think it was relevant.
Do we know? Approximately 20 feet.
Okay, will any of this wonderful produce benefit Sussex County, or will it all be exported?
There's actually been, I believe the short answer is yes. I know there was some discussion about having some sort of farm stand as well on the site, which would be permitted in the code as well.
Okay, that's all I had, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
No, for me, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Beller, yeah.
So there will be sales to locals for on-site?
The intent is to have some sort of farm stand. They're contemplating that potentially at some point in the future as permitted by code.
Excellent.
All right. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Robertson?
None for me, thanks.
Okay. I have a question about, that's a tremendous amount of roof water. What's the, what's going to happen with that? What's, are you reclaiming it? Are you using it? What's the program?
My understanding, and Mr. Seckler can correct me if I'm wrong, is that it's a zero water site. So everything will be, everything that runs off the roof, will be collected and then repurposed on site. So it's supposed to be, I think they were describing it as a zero water type facility, which is also very impressive. The Netherlands, and I think a lot of people outside of the United States look for more environmentally friendly type uses. And I would say that this particular applicant and business incorporates a lot of environmentally friendly practices like that.
In your illustration there, we have what appears to be a very large pond. And I take it as that part of the reclaiming, is that what you're doing? Your water actually going to be? Come on up here and chat us up a little bit.
Good afternoon. Jamie Seckler with Davis Bone and Fidel. So to elaborate a little bit more, all the roof drainage is captured. The columns of the building are actually hollow, and the roof actually acts as almost like a piping system.
Right.
So all the water is reclaimed, and the stormwater facilities you see are actually lined and raised a little bit, and that's all irrigation to be used for the plants.
Okay. And how are the buildings ventilated?
Ventilated, they'll be using geothermal, and then they also have the windows that automatically open and close to adjust the temperature inside. So they're actually very technically involved and a lot greener than we are.
Has anybody figured out how to collect solar energy at the same time with these kind of facilities yet?
On a smaller scale, yes. Mostly.
Interesting.
Justin Lukoff, I represent the greenhouse manufacturer. So yes, on a small scale, but in this facility, not at this time.
Okay. So. Just a curious question. I mean, the point being. This is agriculture. This is the current state of agriculture are things like this. This is quite exciting, I would say, to say the least. So, all right, thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2446? Like speak in favor. Yes, sir, right here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and fellow members of the committee. I just want to say that...
got to give us your name.
David Wilson, State Senator of the 18th District. This happens to be in my district. And if you know anything about agriculture in Delaware, and especially Sussex County, I'm a firm believer of supporting agriculture. We're inviting more people to this county every year, and it's time that we figure a way to feed them. And I'm excited. I was contacted by one of the owners, and when I saw the application, I said, by all means. It's a great opportunity for agriculture in the state of Delaware, and primarily Sussex County. It's going to bring jobs. And how many facilities do you see like this that is going to take and have a facility that they're reclaiming the water, and they're not going to have a major impact on our a system of drainage. So I just feel like it's a win-win for everybody in Sussex County and the state of Delaware. We're going to be the winners. So, to make an investment like this to come from the Netherlands, I feel that they've got a reputation, been in business since 1854, I think it was. It just tells me that, you don't take and pick up and leave the Netherlands and come to state of Delaware, one of the smaller states, and not make this kind of investment if you're not serious and sincere about doing business here. So I hope that the committee will give it serious consideration. Thank you for your time.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. The senator raises a good question I had not thought of. What level of employment are we anticipating? Do we know yet?
80 to 100 jobs are anticipated. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, thank you. Maybe you already said it and I didn't miss, I missed it. Okay, thank you. 80 to 100 jobs. Okay. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Here comes one.
Hello. Rob Ryder, president of OE Newton and manager of Newton Farms, representing the landowner. We've had this land in our family for a few years, 70 to 100, I'm not sure exactly how many, but and when we were presented with this opportunity, we had several opportunities similar to this, and when we met the Bosch family, we had sort of an instant connection with them, and they are sixth generation. We're only fifth generation, or we're only fourth generation. Our fifth generation are all under three, so we've got some catching up to do. But we don't have much in terms of future farming in our generations. So this is an ode to our family heritage in terms of agriculture. And plus, it also presents a lot of great opportunities for the locality. So any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? All right, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2446? Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions or comments?
Thank you.
None for me.
All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 4:36. The commission is going to stand in recess until about 5:05. Thank you.